a conditional use. This is for my family. As I said earlier, we're still raising our three kids. We have no intentions of leaving any time. Like, this is where my dad and I came. This is where, just like Mr. Beaumont had said, plan on passing away the same place. And I don't think anybody should speak for my stepmom or my dad. My dad left this to me, and I'll do the best I can to make him proud. And that's all. I don't really have.
No, you did a good job presenting your side. Yeah. Unfortunately, we've got several people who signed a petition on that road that, you know, that have been there forever and concerned. I would be an absolute no vote myself, except for the fact that you live adjacent to it and you own the property on both sides, and you're the first home really to come on the property, right? So people were directed in and out, right? It wouldn't really affect the other owners that live on that road, but it does bring in traffic that, you know, that normally wouldn't be there if it was a nightly rental, and that's been one of our concerns, you know, for
which would be the same issues, people looking for the snowflex, people miss the snowflex, and they think the entrance is down our road, so it would be no other traffic than what has already been there.
Going up and down.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Anybody have any other questions? Comments?
There's no other nightly rentals on that road. And if we approve yours and somebody shows up in 2 months and wants to put one in down the road, we would have a dilemma. They might not have as good a case as you do, but you've got one.
Yes, sir.
And then if we tell him no, then he's going to sue us and probably win, because there's already a nightly rental there. Why did he get one and I don't? And I don't know if you were here for the whole earliest part of the meeting, but I personally don't like nightly rentals. We have areas in the county that are zoned for nightly rentals, and I think that's where they should be. I'm sure you have the best of intentions, and you're a fine young man, but I cannot support a nightly rental on that road.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't that an A1?
It is A1, yes.
I would normally concede to what you just heard, but you have a unique environment. I've actually managed nightly rentals myself, and quite frankly, the people that come visit come for a reason, and they're better than some of the locals. I have more problems with locals than I do.
I live by you.
That's what he said.
I'm kind of torn.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I think we've got it, you know, enough information before us. To me, it's not cut or dry either way. I could see either direction based on the amount of land owned and the owner being right next door, and all that really adds to it, but also the concerns that the neighborhood and owners have. So
What are some things? I know you've already said that you're a no, but is there anything that you would recommend for me to do that would possibly push you to a yes? Like, would you, any requirements or anything like that?
Not really. It's just the nightly rental itself is. I think you're trying to do the right thing in the wrong location.
I hate to establish precedent.
Yes, sir. Now, so, you did say, change happens.
It does.
Okay. I'm trying.
Good shot.
Hey, I'm just trying.
I told him a good shot.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, I think we've heard enough to where we voted up or down. So Ken, but we want to do a motion in the affirmative to vote it up or down. So just so everyone's aware, when we make a motion, we always want to vote in the affirmative so that we can vote it up or down. Because if we vote it to not approve it and then we don't get the votes to approve not approving it, I guess is the best way to say that, does it get approved then? And the answer is no, but it's a really a gray area. So we always want to, the recommendation is to always make the motion in the affirmative so that we can vote it up or down and everyone in the audience knows and we don't have to call an attorney and try to figure out what the next step is. So that.
Are you going to make a motion?
I can, but I still vote against it.
So anyhow, I think we've spent enough time on this one. He's done a good job presenting it. Can we get a motion?
I'll move that we approve.
Got a motion? Motion and a second? Any further discussion? So all those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
And be sure we get a count.
Yeah, go
you guys
slow.
Got the count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
So that's 3. So motion carries.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. You guys want me to give it a second, or do you want me to go right into the next break?
Do we need a break? Hey, we're gonna do a 5-minute recess.
I had a new question.
Yeah, I can't get to a bathroom in 5 minutes.
We're gonna do a 10-minute recess.
I always get tickled at people that, let me attend the change, Iowa Colony is a perfect example, Because the guy from Des Moines comes down and dozes all the trees and builds him a house, and his cousin, and his cousin, and you got these 5 houses that look like a subdivision in Des Moines. And then the guy from Mason City goes on that ridge and starts pushing trees over, and he's got all air catch fire.
I didn't know I said no. I was sort of on the fence. When he said no, I
was on the fence.
I didn't know I said that.
And that's why he got a good shot at him. He don't kick his back.
I guess I'm going to take it.
I'm just going to say,
I was outside taking a drink, and I went, oh my gosh, if anybody says anything, it's going to be all over the air. Everybody's trying to talk to that guy, I can't talk, I'm running by.
Yeah.